We are trying to understand our mind, not just in a sort of abstract intellectual way, as some sort of scholarly exercise, but in a very practical way, because through understanding the workings of our mind, we will be able to find the happiness we've always wanted, the ability to share that with our loved ones, our family, our friends, our community. And a core part of that is understanding these parts of the mind, mental factors or malfunctions of the mind that we're calling delusions. The definition of delusion is a mental factor that arises from inappropriate attention and that functions to make the mind unpeaceful and uncontrolled. If we did not have delusions, we would experience only peace and contentment. If we did not have delusions, we would experience only peace and contentment. And amongst all the delusions, the 26 delusions that are described and categorized in Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, How to Understand the Mind, the first one that is defined and categorized and explained is the mind of desirous attachment, the root delusion of desirous attachment. This mind underpins so much of our suffering. It's described as a rope that binds us to samsara. So samsara is a term that can be explained in many ways. One of the ways that we explain it is we say samsara is contaminated life, life contaminated by delusions, a life where consistently our mind becomes unpeaceful and uncontrolled. The alternative to that is a life where our mind is free from delusions, free from becoming unpeaceful and uncontrolled, a mind that is always balanced, calm, relaxed, open-hearted, embracing all of the situations and encounters in our life. Attachment is the rope that binds us to samsara. Until we free ourselves from attachment, we're going to constantly be having delusions, uncomfortable states of mind. So what is desirous attachment? So the definition of desirous attachment is a deluded mental factor that observes its contaminated object, regards it as a cause of happiness, and wishes for it. Or to put that very simply, we can understand attachment as being a mind that regards something that is not a real cause of happiness to be a real cause of happiness, and therefore wishes for it. Which, of course, we all want to be happy. We're scouring the world, scanning people, places, activities for causes of happiness. And our mind identifies various people, various places, various activities, sounds, flavors, and so forth, and thinks that is going to make me happy. That's going to make me happy. If I can get that, I'll be happy. But because desirous attachment is getting it wrong, we spend our life chasing after things that even when we get them, don't give us the satisfaction that we were looking for. And so we're caught in an endless search for happiness. So maybe you're thinking, well, hang on a minute, who decides what's a real cause of happiness or not? Is this some sort of arbitrary set of things that some religious person decided sometime and I just have to agree with? No, of course not. We do our own investigation. We do our checking. We need to examine, are the things that my mind is identifying as real causes of happiness, in fact, real causes of happiness? Because if they're not, and I don't realize that, I could spend my whole life, and indeed life after life, chasing after things that won't make me happy, and experiencing a whole set of uncomfortable states of being related to that misunderstanding. Nagesha goes on to describe some of the functions of desirous attachment, how desirous attachment creates that sadness we feel at past things that have slipped away, that sort of nostalgic sense of loss, the anxiety that we feel in the present with respect to many different things, you know, principally worrying about losing something or someone that we've identified as our source of happiness. I need that to be happy. We can see how attachment makes us dependent on people and things. It makes our mind vulnerable to so much suffering. Attachment is the basis of our discontent, thinking all the time of things that we don't have. Like whenever we identify, if only I had that, then I would be happy. It's almost like a mental equation. If I had that, then I would be happy. I am not happy because I don't have that. Just turn it around. So the thing with desirous attachment is it's very, very deep. It's very, very deep. In some of the scriptures, other delusions are compared to like dirt on our clothes. For example, anger is compared to dirt on our clothes. So if we go out and we roll around in the mud, we come home, our clothes are all dirty, throw them in the washing machine, dirt's gone, not a problem. Attachment, however, is compared to oil in our clothes. So if we work with a car, if we're cooking and we get oil over us, we throw our clothes into the washing machine, they come out and the stain is still there. Anger is said to have 9 levels. Attachment has 81 equivalent levels, much, much deeper. Because two things. One is we so want to be happy. We so want to be happy, which is fine. That's what the whole of this is about. Like, please, a lot of people misunderstand the Buddhist teachings on attachment. And maybe increasingly, as you're listening, you're starting to worry, like, is this the ultimate killjoy? At some point, am I going to be telling you, you need to stop having fun? All those things that you've been enjoying, you must not have because they're not real happiness. No, of course not. This isn't about having less happiness. This is about having much, much, much more happiness. This is about having real happiness, happiness that sustains us, that lasts, that we can finally inhabit a state of. Inhabit a state, not just be looking for happiness all the time, looking, 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 adjusting and fine-tuning, but arriving.